Catherine Hamlin, obstetrician, died on March 18th, aged 96.
The ad in The Lancet called for a gynaecologist to set up a midwifery school for nurses in Ethiopia. In the end, they got two for the price of one. Catherine, who had grown up in a wealthy Sydney family, and her husband Reg from New Zealand. She was reminded of her homeland as soon as she saw the rugged, biblical landscape. It looked a bit like New South Wales, with its armies of gum trees arrayed along steep hillsides, as in the Blue Mountains. She liked the lemony light of early morning, when she would start the day with a cup of tea on her veranda and a passage from the Bible. But in other ways, it wasn't like home at all. No one was there to meet the couple when, with their 6-year-old son Richard, they stepped off the dusty flight from Djibouti, where their ship had docked. The telegram announcing their arrival in Addis Ababa was not delivered until 2 weeks after they got there. Ethiopia had more pressing needs too, it turned out, than either midwifery or teaching. Each day, when the hospital gates swung open, she found them there, the young women who believed she might be their last hope. Some had been carried for hundreds of kilometres on the back of their fathers or mothers. Others had spent years saving for the bus fare. One arrived at night and, finding the gate shut, tried to hang herself. In the morning, the guards cut her down. Dr. Hamlin operated and cured her.